We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Siman Manches. Dine brachas on machal mechamishas mini dogim. The brachas on food that are made out of five types of grain. The Gemara Masechta the brachas daf lamed hay amin aleph teaches us. Tana Rabbanan, osl adam she'ehena me'anum haza b'lay bracha. A person may not have any benefit from this world without making a bracha first. V'kol hanenem me'anum haza b'lay bracha. Somebody who does have benefit without making a bracha, kilu goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, he's depriving Hashem Knesset Yisrael. Shenemar goizel aviv v'imai v'imem pesher. The pasuk is teaching us that we have to make a bracha, and the pasuk actually is also teaching us how careful we have to be in making brachas and knowing what the proper bracha to be recited on every food. And therefore the Gemara over there teaches us, Amar Rava, Yelech Etzel Chochem, a person should go to a Talmud Chochem, V'ilam Denu Dine Brachas, to teach us Hilchas Brachas, Kadei Shalavil De Mila. Because benefiting from the world without making the proper bracha is like using Hegdish when you're not allowed to, using Hegdish in a time and in a place that we may not. On the other hand, Chazal tell us that if somebody is careful to make brachas properly, he's considered an Adam Gadol, and he's considered a Yerushimayim, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings to that person much bracha, much ashiris, Yerushimayim, wonderful children, and refuas. So we begin learning the Hilchos Brachas with the bracha of Hamaitzi Mezoinus. Says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Lechem Shumechameshes Minidogim, bread that's made out of one of the five grains, El Shubhasa Babakisna, which we're going to soon describe what that is, Im Oichem Menepachs Meshiach V'Yisuda, if you didn't eat the amount that's eaten in a meal, Ein Atzorach Until Shadayim, the Til Shadayim is not required, Ve'im Avarchem Lav Hamaitzi, and we need to make Hamaitzi, El Abarach Mina Mezoinus. Ulachrov alamichya. The bracha achrayt is alamichya. Avlam oichel menashir kvi yisuda. If you ate the amount that you eat at a meal, as I dinik lachem gomer, it's considered full-fledged bread. V'tzorch natil shidayim. One has to wash first. Umevarch malav. And make a bracha hamoitzi. Ulachr b'chsem ozen. If one isn't sure what this is, the best thing to do is to take a piece of bread, wash with until shadayim, make hamoitzi, and like that, it solves all your questions. Sipes, ma'hu pasuk barbekisnim. What is exactly pasuk barbekisnim? Yeshem shipas shenasas kamin kisin mula, the peiris. It's like a bread that's filled with a filling of fruit, or bebasa with meat, or begvina cheese, v'keyotzibay, or any other filling. It's made with a covering, which is more like a pizza. So according to this definition of Pasuk Barbekisnin, is a dough, it's a knish, a meat knish, a cheese knish, any type of knish. The dough has to be made not just with water, because if it's made with water, then it's more like a sandwich. And of course, the bracha would be a hamaitzi. When you have these different types of knishes, if the dough is made with water, they should only be eaten during the meal, because there's a real strong possibility that that is a full-fledged hamaitzi. Furthermore, if you have a bread or a roll that has a topping on it, an onion roll, for example, there's no question that that is considered a regular piece of bread, and you make hamotzi. The halacha is that even if it's a case where it's a mezoinus, when it is a mezoinus, because you made it with the right type of dough and the right type of filling, that remains the bracha, even if you remove the filling and just eat the outside dough. And there's another definition of pasabah, because nishi pasha nadalah b'shemen or b'shumen. It's made with oil or fat, or b'dvash, or b'cholav, honey or milk, or b'beim, eggs, b'shamei peiros, other fruit juices, Afil ir b'mayim, even if there's some water there as well. El shiemut, but the water is the minority. V'nan naktinan, and says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, v'nan naktinan k'divrei shneim l'hakam. We follow both opinions, l'kula, for lenient, or machzikin elav elav pasba b'kisnan. We consider them both pasba b'kisnan. How much fruit juice must there be to be considered a fruit juice item? According to the Ashkenazim, according to our opinion, it really requires at the minimum that it should be the roiv, that the may peiris be the roiv, and moreover, it has to be that the fruit juice that we used is detectable. When you're eating this dough, it doesn't have the same taste as a bread dough, which is best made with flour and water. Something that only has fruit juice, no water, it's much easier to consider that pasabah b'kisnan, not to consider that a bread. Whenever we have something that's made like a cracker, so a cracker is considered pasabah b'kisnan, but a toast, we take a piece of bread and we toast it, it still can be considered hamaitzi. Croutons are considered a mezoinus, particularly the croutons that we have, that they're made specifically, the bread or whatever is made specifically to be croutons, and also because they are fried in oil, gives them the din of a mezoinus, not a hamaitzi. However, continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, when we make a determination, is it that you eat what's amount of a meal? We don't look at an individual. We look at what most people do. What's normally eaten for lunch or dinner? If he eats that much, even though he particularly is not satisfied, be considered like bread. If he ate this bread with something on top of it, Misharinan Gamkein. That's the way we make the determination. If other people would eat this with this tapping, with these other foods, not the tappings, the other foods, are you surveying? Mach b'loy liftan, sheer cotton. But if somebody ate a small amount of these types of pasabah b'kisnan with nothing else, v'usaveya, and he's satiated. However, most other people, if they just eat a few crackers with nothing else, he ate the amount of crackers that are normally eaten in a meal with other foods. But usually the people are full because they ate the other foods. But you got full just from eating the cracker. So the halachas have gamkein, then lechem has a din of a lechem. And therefore, one has to be most careful, for example, when one goes to a kiddush and they're not washing, they're not eating bread or they're not eating challah, or they go to any type of a meal where they're not washing for bread or challah, but they're eating crackers. And with the crackers, they're eating of obviously other foods and they're full. Will that be a situation where you have to make a hamotzi and a birchas hamazon? So again, as we said earlier, the best thing to do would be to take a piece of bread and wash and moitzi and birchas hamazon without any question. But there are those that suggest that the only foods that combine with crackers are foods that are normally eaten with a cracker. But if you have a food, let's say a piece of kugel, which is not a food that's eaten with crackers, when we want to make a determination about the bracha on the cracker, we only consider foods that are eaten with crackers, not foods that are eaten dependently. Here says the Sif Dalet, if at the beginning your intention was to eat not much, and that's why Barabirim is onus. And it's important to point out, it should be a conscious decision, knowing what is your intention to do and doing it and making the bracha correctly. And then he decided to eat the amount that you need for a meal. In the amount that you want to now continue eating, there isn't enough to make it into a full-fledged meal. Ela b'tzir of mashach kodem. We have to take into consideration what you ate previously. Oichel kach, continue eating. Mevarach akach birchas hamazon, and then make birchas hamazon. But let's say avim b'zeh shiroitz lechel, in the amount that you want to now continue eating. Oid yesh b'shir kviyas suda. You're going to eat the amount that has a kviyas suda. Tzarech litul yodav. You have to wash your hands. Ubarach birchas hamotzi make a motzi mashiroitz lechel. What you want to go to eat. Avil birchas hamichya, the alamichya ain't tzarech uvarach amasha echel. You don't have to make an alamichya because lefi she starve amasha echel, what you ate before you now washed and continued your meat, your meal, will combine with what you ate from before, and the birchas hamazon, you fought with birchas hamazon. If somebody intended to eat the mount for kviyas suda, and because of that he washed his hand and made hamotzi, and then he decided not to eat that much. He continues eating based on the hamotzi, but when it comes, and he doesn't make a mori minzainus, but when he finishes what he ate, says Ramosha, you should make alamichya. If somebody had a mind to eat the amount that is a full meal, and b'shogig, whatever the reason is, he didn't wash his hands, he didn't make a hamotzi, and then somebody brought to his attention that actually was not the right thing to do. Given the circumstances, he should have washed and made hamotzi. The halacha is, he should stop where he is, wash his hands, and make hamotzi, irrespective of how much food he has left to eat. If somebody had a mind to eat more, when he had a mind not to eat a lot, and then he changed his mind, does he make a new bracha on the rest? Again, the halacha is when one has a question in these types of situations, should he make a new bracha or should he not make a new bracha? Should he wash and make hamotzi? The best advice that the Shulchan Aruch Rav gives is end your meal, make the appropriate bracha achrona, make a hefsik, and then do what's the right thing for the next meal. Sif hei, isha shenil shabamayim. If a dough was made with water belosa raka, it's not a yeast dough, it's a loose batter. Mafa batana, if it was baked in an oven or filiba elfas bele meshka, it was just baked without any liquid, and even if there is a little liquid, a frying pan, a filiba mashakas elfas beshuman, you just smeared it with some oil, shloi tusara fi isa, to prevent what you're baking from burning. Loi chosh of mashka. That's zelich hashemashka. That's not considered as if you baked something with liquid that you made a cake. V'dina k'maylechem gomer, and the bracha is it's considered like bread. V'afil oichel menorak kazayis, and even if you're just going to eat a kazayis, tzarech natil shidaim v'amotzi ubirchas hamazon. V'mtigna b'shemen. If you fried it in oil, lav lechem hi, it's not considered bread. Afilo oichel menikadei sviya, even if you ate enough to satiate. The kain, oisim rekikin, these crackers, shedein dakmod, which are very thin, shoifim betfus, bein shnei barzilim, which you put into between two hot pieces of metal, elam din lechem, this is what we would call a waffle. Afilo oichel menikadei sviya, even if you ate a lot, mevarach rach bari minim zaynus alachav alamichya. L'pamim oisin isa rakmoid, you make a very loose batter. Dainish noisin kemach mayim begedera, you put flour and water in a bowl. U'ma'arv noisin bekaf, and you mix it with a spoon. V'shoich noisin ala yirakis, v'nefes betana ala alim, and you bake it. This is what we would probably consider a pancake. Ez yeshlam din pasabab b'kisn, they're considered pasabab b'kisn. Matzis, when it comes to matzis, the minig of the Ashkenazim, since they're meant to be kaveh suda, since you eat them, the loch is that you make a mozi or birch samozin. The Sfardim, besides Pesach, don't consider matzah as bread. They consider it more like what we're discussing as pasah b'kisnan, and therefore they make a mezoinus only on Pesach. When we speak about a pita, it's flour and water. Irrespective of how the pita is baked, the bracha is hamoitzi. Most crackers, even if you kavei a suda, if you're not kavei a suda, the bracha is mezainis. But if you kavei a suda, and we spoke about before, that means not just the crackers, but what you eat with the crackers are connected to are taken into consideration. Then the bracha is hamoitzi. Blintzes, waffles, pancakes don't even have the dinner pasabah b'knissen, and there the halacha should be mezainis.